It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
And folks, how are y'all? Great! You're great, mate. Well, warm up a slate, because the college is taking up its ABCs with the fighting CBs at Camp Russo. Chilling, we're here at Port Hueneme, California, at the Navy's Advanced Depot for Pacific Operations with the CBs, Construction Battalions. Ah, yes, but sometimes these Construction Battalions are called Destruction Battalions. That's because they go into Oxnard, take the town apart, and put it back together again before the SPs get there. But these CVs are real Navy, yes, sir. You ought to see what happens in the town of Ventura in the night spots. When the CVs come through the door, the boss turns to the bartenders and yells, "Man your bottle stations!"
Gadzooks and heavens to Betsy, what a hatchery.
Hatchery? Are you inferring that I lay eggs?
You lay so many eggs, the men here are getting shell-shocked. Professor, there's one thing I want to know. Do the CBs actually go over and find girls in Ventura?
They sure do, Bill. The CBs can do anything. Ah, yes, they're even trying to imitate the wind in Ventura. But the wind's got the best of them. It can whistle around corners.
Ah, what big husky guys work around the docks here, Professor.
Yes, sir, Bill. They're called stevedores. Stevedore, that's a bulldozer in skivvies. Yes, down at the docks, you know, the CBs shout very strange commands. They yell, "Heave around! Surge your line!" I came down here in a sports outfit. Was my face red when they yelled, "Slack off!" Well, here is Ferdy Froghammer.
Hello there!
Hello there.
Professor, look what the CBs gave me. A pinball machine made from an LST. When you tilt it, the Admiral's nose lights up.
Wait a minute now, Ferdy. A pinball machine made from a landing ship? Oh, get out. The next thing you'll tell me is if you hit 50,000, the landing doors will come down and hand you a prize.
I don't know. I ain't played it yet.
Let's play it.
Let's try it and see what happens.
Okay.
I'll put a nickel in and shoot.
Folks, hi, y'all.
Well, I hit the jerk pot.
Ferdy, no more of your dilly-dally. It's time for the old school rally with six scholars who want to get pally for our $240 in war bond prizes. But before they cudgel their cranium, here's the man with the musical geraniums, the old fess who says yes.
Come on, children. Yes, Dad.
Thank you. Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day. Till then, sweet dreams, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. I'll see you along the way in dreams, sweet dreams, sweetheart. May angels up above watch over you and keep you safe, my love, until the dawn breaks through. Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day. Good night, sweet dreams, sweetheart.
Contestant, Beth.
Right. And the first contestant is storekeeper third class John Kirshner of Staten Island, New York.
Hey!
All right, here's John Kirshner, home from 19 months in the South Pacific. And here we go with another major battle, John. Listen, John, Richard Ball of Santa Monica, California, tells us about a pitched battle with the Japs that some Seabees got into in the South Pacific. Now, the Seabees were attacked while they were building a road. So one big Seabee jumped in a bulldozer. He raised the blade. He drove over tree stumps, boulders, and Japs, and everything else. Man, he was just plain... Yes, sir, that CB was just plain...
careless.
Just plain careless, yeah. When he broke up the Jap attack, another CB asked him how he got so tough. Well, he said, I used to be a bus driver, and fighting the Japs is a cinch compared to driving the bus from Wainimi to... A cinch compared to driving the bus from Wainimi to
Hollywood.
Yes, sir, the Hollywood bus. Oh, yes, and now it's a girl. It's Wave Seaman First Class Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington. Yes, it's from Yakima, Washington. That's what I said, didn't you? Huh? Yes, sir, it's Miss Muriel Stone. Your name should be Maureen. Boy, are you easy on the eyes. Oh, yes, these guys are CBs, and this is a WCB, well-constructed blonde. And now, oh, here we go. Muriel, here's your question. For Mary Landers of Grant Pass, Oregon, I'm going to rattle off a series of names. You listen to each series and tell us the sport or the profession that the names bring to mind. Budge, Perry, Vines, Marble, Parker, Riggs, Jacobs.
What? Tennis.
How's that?
Tennis.
Oh, it's a love game. Let's raise a racket. That's right, tennis. Now, here's the second series. Is it sport or profession, and if so, what? Hardy, Thoreau, Browning, Galsworthy, Barry,
what?
Shaw, Hawthorne.
Well, it's poetry. I don't know what you called it.
Well, I think...
Poetry.
Poetry, that's writing Poetry is quite a sport, but I think it's considered a profession. They're authors, that's right. And here's number three. Weissmuller, Holmes, Williams, Ford, Crabb, Smith, and Curtis.
Swimming.
Swimming, that's right. These guys here are divers. They know every dive in town. Fourth. Howe, Morris, Whitney, Bell, Watt, Marconi, and Amici.
Inventors.
Inventors.
All about, Amici?
Well, he's... yeah, that's right. Amici's invented everything on the screen, but I don't think he's really an inventor. You know, most CBs can remember most of the inventors, but last year I stuck one. He got all the names except Howe. It had been so long since he kissed a girl he didn't remember. Howe. All right, that's all right, dear. You're right in there. He's fine. There is Chip. Look at this. Ship fit a first class Don Draper from Portland, Maine. Oh! There's a boy from way up east. Yes, sir. Now listen, Don, down east. Down east, that's right. He's from the east. From Maine. From Portland. Say, listen, Don Draper. Sarah Watson of Fairmont, West Virginia wants you to listen to this theme and tell us the program and identify it. My heart at the...
Canteen. Was that? Hollywood Canteen.
Oh, no, I left my heart at the...
Stage Door Canteen.
Stage Door Canteen, that's right. He had it right. He had it in the canteen. Doesn't matter whether he's at the stage door or the... That's right, at the front door. That's exactly right. I left my heart at the Stage Door Canteen. Who wrote that song? He also wrote, "You're in the Army." "This is the Army, Mr. Jones." And he also wrote, "Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning." Alexander's Ragtime Band, Easter Parade, White Christmas. Students! Irving Berlin. Now, the nation's present number one song is from a number one movie named after a number one place, the Hollywood Canteen. The song is "Don't Fence Me In." Did Irving Berlin also write "Don't Fence Me In"?
No.
Who did write it?
I don't know.
Well, you're right. No is the answer. And Cole Porter wrote it. Well, I'm sorry you missed that, my boy.
The winner of the first round. Folks, will be another exam for three more CB contestants in a few moments. But meantime, here's the winner of the first round, Fess.
The winner of the first round, and it is contestant number two, Wave Seaman First Class Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington. Oh, boy, her name is Stone, but her head isn't. I guarantee you, boy, she really knew those answers. Muriel, congratulations, CB. You're number one of the first three, so feast your eyes on the first round prize of $50 war bond. You other two don't feel blue. Here's 10 each in stamps to you. And furthermore, the winner gets an extra $100 bonus in cash. Oh, man. Muriel, $100 in cash for the time being. Just hold it until the final round when you and the second round winner will compete for it on the College Brainbuster question. Yeah, man. Whichever one of you wins that century note can really buy a lot of African 7-Up. So hang tight. It'll be a great fight between you and winner number two. And now, the town criers. Yes, sir.
Hold it. Hey, wait a minute, Cobby. Heave around, up behind, and slack off.
Well, if it isn't Needle Legs. It's Gordon Polk of the Town Criers, all 10 pounds of him. Folks, here stands the only man alive who can hide behind Frank Sinatra.
All right, stow the gab, Gramps.
Gramps, now you listen here, Hope Chest.
Hope Chest? Why call me Hope Chest?
Just keep on hoping, you're liable to get a chest.
Listen, I got something to say. When you announce us Town Criers, latch on. Give them kids the jive jargon. We're all the way. Give us a bill. Give us a bill.
A bill? You're the only one in your outfit that needs one.
All right, listen, oldie. Announce this. Make with the scat talk.
Scat talk? Okay, listen. Here's Hutter than Friars, the town crier, so park the fat tit where you're at. The kids are going to cut a mat. Come on, cats, let's go to bed. If that ain't scat, I'll eat your hat.
Another day's done.
Second round contestant, Ben.
Yes, sir. And the first second round contestant is Coxswain Stanley Cameron from San Jose, California. Holy mackerel, boy. You all in one piece there, huh? Oh, what a big man. Hello there, King Kong of the Seabees. Come over here. Say, Stanley. Oh, man. You're so big. I'm scared. Take any question you like, boy. Go ahead. Say, Stanley, listen, there's a favorite Liberty town here near this CB base. It's called Oxnard. And the CBs here are always going... The old Ox... And the old ox. I'm oxing you. What is the answer? Students! Down the old ox road. The old Oxnard road. Well, Corporal George Cooper of Camp Dix, New Jersey, says one CB came down the ox road after having such a good time he was seeing a little bit double. He took a look at the telephone poles and said, "This is ridiculous. A few telephone poles are necessary. But for heaven's sakes, Mr. Bell..." A few telephone poles are all right, but...
Don't fence me in,
Mr. Bell. Well, I might say he was a little bit confused. You know, CBs, confused bulldozers.
Hey, Seth, do you know where the word bulldozing comes from?
The word bulldozing? No.
It's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah. When you pedal your bull, the audience starts dozing.
That's enough. Out of here. Give me another contestant. And it is Seaman First Class Jack Howard from Farmerville, Louisiana. Yes, sir. Good old farmer boy. Louisiana boy from Farmerville. Right. Might be a farmer boy at that.
Right, yes,
that's nothing. That's wonderful, Jack, if you are. Haven't got a few pieces of bacon on you anywhere to have it. I mean, that you can take off. Say, listen here, Jack. By their nicknames, you shall know them. For Mrs. William Fitzgerald of Columbus, Ohio, we'll give you the nicknames of some famous people, and you tell us their full names.
Man Mountain. That's Dean Bill Foreman over there. He's ready to tell you. Dean Bill Foreman. Man Mountain.
Foreman? No! Foreman.
Man Mountain Foreman. If he was in the CBs, he'd be in the midget battalion.
Anything under 6 feet is a midget in the CBs. Man Mountain Dean. There's a nickname, the Brown Bomber.
Joe Lewis.
Jumpin' Joe. Notre Dame. Jumpin' Joe
Sullivan.
Sullivan, no. Students!
Savoldi.
Jumpin' Joe Savoldi. The Snars.
Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante, the Wizard of the Snars, that's right. The Galloping Ghost. Illinois will hate you if you don't get that. Students! Red Grange. Stinky.
Hey, Kai.
All right, here's Coxswain Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California. Hey, Bob. All right, now, Bob, Sergeant Harvey Jones of Seattle wants to know how well you know your hit parade. The number one song today, Don't Fence Me In. 2 years ago, it was...
There are such things.
There are such things. Now you're about to hear two number one songs of a few years back. Listen and tell us which you think was 4 years ago and which was 6 years ago.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child.
It was Fiesta down in Mexico. And so I stopped a while to see the show.
I knew the fellow seaman, please love me.
And so I tried to see.
All right, there are the two songs. Which do you think was 4 years ago? Which was 6 years ago?
Apprentice was 6 years ago, and Beautiful Baby 4 years ago.
I'm sorry.
That's the opposite.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's got to be the opposite if it isn't that. That's right. 6 years ago was You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
Here's the second winner, Pat.
All right, the winner of the second round is Carson Bob Murphy. Carson Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California. Yes, sir. Well, you're our winner number two, so here's a $50 bond for you. You other two of Can Do, $10 each in stamps to you. And now, winner number one, Miss Muriel Stone, turn over that $100 bill to winner number two, Brother Murphy. That's right. All right. There you are, winner number two. Just hang on to that big, fat $100 bill until we come to the final exam. And whoever answers our brainbuster question in the final round, whoever answers first gets to keep that garden of lettuce. Folks, here's Lyman Gandy at the piano and the orchestra and the minuet in G.
College, brain brains, your brains.
Yes, the final exam, what am? The quiz, what is? The extravaganza, the final stanza for the bonanza. $100 cash bonus. And where are our two winners from the construction battalion?
Standing here like tender stallion.
Yes, sir, they are. Wave, a seaman first class, Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington, who won the first round, and Coxswain Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California, who won the second round. Now, as soon as I pop this final question, the old college clock will tick off 30 seconds. The first to answer our brainbuster question correctly can row his boat with a C note, a new $100 bill. But if they both miss, the money goes over next week to become a $200 bonus when the college holds class with the men of the 4th Air Force at Camp Irwin and the Daredevil Marine Devil Dogs at the United States Marine Corps Supply Depot, Barstow, California. So, CBs, don't let those Marines ring in the greens with this folding money. Here comes the strain of spraying your brain. And the question is, what is the name of the song sung by soldiers the world over which originated with the German Army? Nope, Mademoiselle from Armateers is not right. In this war, originated by the Germans and now sung the world over. Yep, you've got it. It's a girl's name. Keep going. Don't help. No hint. Originated with the German Army in this war. Now sung.
Marlene. What's
that?
Marlene.
Lily
Marlene.
Lily Marlene, the boy is right. That's fine. Our winners, each can-do man can feel like a new man and put on his hood with a 50-buck war bond to the good. And there's no heebie-jeebies for the other four CBs. Each has 10 in stamp, and Brother Murphy has an extra $100 bonus.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.